Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to today's Kupuna on this, another beautiful Saturday afternoon. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on KHVH AM 830 radio, and we're live here. It's a live call-in show, gang, so if you have any questions about anything regarding aging issues, comments, or questions for our guest today, which is Mr. Emmett White from Arcadia and 15 Craigside. Welcome to the show, Emmett.
Good to be here, Percy.
Well, thank you. Now, for people that know about today's Kupuna, we're on Olelo, which is every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Channel 52, and you'll see Emmett on our next scheduled probably show in on about 2 weeks from now, on two Wednesdays from now. But today, Emmett, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we're going to talk about senior community living projects and the community itself. And so we wanted to start off basically with just give our audience a background of senior living community, and you've been in that Arcadia for some time now, so you might be a very good expert in this.
I'm not sure I'm an expert, but I will tell you, I've been at Arcadia for coming on 14 years, and I've been associated with Arcadia in one way or another since 1983, so I've seen quite an evolution of how senior living has developed and what the needs are. And, of course, the most important thing is I look around the table here, we're all getting there, too.
Yeah. Well, how long has Arcadia been around now?
Arcadia opened in 1967. It's been in business 41 years. And you did mention, and I'll make reference to it, that we are taking a look at and will be building a 15 Craigside, which is going to be about two-thirds the size of Arcadia up in Nuuanu, and we expect to break ground in this fall.
This fall. So 40-something years now, and was that one of the first major projects in this type of living arrangement?
It was. The sister of that was Pohainani over on the windward side, and then a few years later, Arcadia opened up. It is developed and sponsored by Central Union Church, Punahou School, whose kindergarten was on the Arcadia property. The Freer family had donated that when Mrs. Freer passed on. And Dillingham Construction built it in 65 to 67.
But there's no kindergarten anymore over there, is there?
Not quite. Okay. Lots of activities.
So 15 Craigside, I will talk about that in a little bit, but Arcadia has been around for 40-plus years. And how big is this, and how many people you have living with you over
there? Well, Arcadia and people in a thumbnail want to take a look and say, okay, what is Arcadia? And the biggest questions I get or comments are, oh, it's too expensive, I can't afford it. We have 305 residents. They range in age from 64 to 103. Our oldest resident that I knew well was 110, and she passed away several years ago. I was born in 1893.
Wow.
But I think folks will say, well, that's good. And I've heard Arcadia is not a bad place. It has a full continuum. What do I mean by that? Well, we've got independent living, and then we have assisted living if you need some help with your activities of daily living. Mm-hmm. And then we go into long-term care and end-of-life care, and, of course, healing care. If you break a bone, have a heart attack, have a stroke, or a medical condition, and then we get you back in shape again, and you go back to your apartment. Hmm. But that's great, isn't it? How much does it cost?
Yes.
And what we're looking at, let me try to just give it, spit it out real simply. We're looking between studios and one bedrooms, and we have some combinations, but between studio alcoves, they call it, which are about 600 square feet, and one bedrooms, we're looking at entrance fees from approximately $120,000 to $360,000 or $70,000 for a couple in a one bedroom. You pay that entry fee.
Right.
And then you're looking at monthly charges that cover everything except your fooling around money. You get your three meals a day and everything else you want to do, all your activities,
housekeeping,
all included, from about $30,000 a year plus to about $50,000 a year.
That's one individual.
Per person. And I should clarify that when I'm looking at the $30,000 a year, and then I'm thinking of a couple at about $50,000
a
year.
Okay, good. That's not too bad.
The old adage.
A little bit of food. You get all your entertainment over there. You have a great pool down in the bottom.
That's correct. Well, I could actually. What might be interesting is I'll just take you a day in the life.
Sure.
And what we have is a breakfast beginning at 7 o'clock, and you can come down and have that breakfast. And then many of our residents are up sooner than that, so they can walk around the gardens or walk around the solarium level at the 14th floor. They then can go down there, and if they want an early swim or an early exercise, you know, or a wellness center, they can do that. And then what we'll have is always the opportunity for activities. And then in looking at the three levels of care, there may be some morning needs, some morning help that has to, mm-hmm. to occur. By the mid-morning, the mailman has come.
Oh, that's big.
Oh, yes,
that's
important. And then there is, they may have gone out for appointments, visit the families, what have you. But then lunch comes, and then in the afternoons, there may be a nap, there may be a card game, there may be mahjong. You name it, we'll have it. And then ready for dinner, which is, again, a social time. Now, I should mention that in Arcadia, your private castle is your room, your bedroom, where you retire to. That's your palace. When you want to fool around or have some fun, you step out in the hallway, and the world is your oyster.
It's almost like a cruise ship that doesn't move, because you have entertainment activities all day long.
Essentially. And we're always there to provide any assistance that may be needed. I call it being a bit in the woodwork and coming out when we're needed, and when we're not, we're gone. Then in the evenings, at least once or twice in the evenings, there are activities, piano concerts, band concerts, movies, lectures. Right now, Arcadia is in the midst of its annual Follies that are produced by Jack Sione.
Oh, really?
Starring the residents. I think one of our most beautiful stars is a 91-year-old ballerina that that actually did a ballet with an overweight CEO last year. much enjoyed by all.
So what's this year?
This year is School Days 3 and... Sione talked the CEO into being Prince Papuli.
Oh, boy.
So beyond that, I don't have to put any makeup on.
So it's not like a very busy day.
It's a very busy day, very busy evening. As I greet the residents when I see them, I may be at work until 6, 7 o'clock, and I know they're out on the town or looking to go out in the town, and I remember my mother used to sit up and wait for me, so I'll say, I want you home by 9:30. They'll argue with me a bit, and... So we lock the doors at 10, so you got to be home. But they enjoy it.
But so when they live in there, they you can still have a car?
Oh, of course.
Parking lot in the back.
My favorite, I won't bore you with the joke this time, but the driving, we have about 100 parking slots. And we've got 300-plus residents, and I would say probably about half drive.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then it's a discussion and a decision as we age in place, as to when it's more appropriate with our public transportation and what we offer to give up the keys. And that's a personal, person-by-person decision.
Right. And so when they give up the keys, they get dropped off or picked up or taken out by their family a lot of times?
A lot of times if they need to go to an appointment, we arrange the transportation, or if we need to, we'll take them.
Because I know a lot of people, when I talk about town, in those three words, aging in place, they think, well, that's Arcadia is just a care home, but you have to be active and you have to be able to do certain things to get in there, right?
Well, for us, when we look at it, we ask that when you come in, there are basically two tests. One, that you are able to function in an independent living unit without harm to yourself or harm to others. And then second, the financial qualifications, and again, I'll just give you something very general and broad, both for here and what we're looking at Craigside, is I mentioned the payment of the entry fees was 120 to about 375 or anywhere in between. After the payment of the entry fees, we would like to see for a single person income between your pensions and Social Security and any investments you may have at about $50,000 a year and about $500,000 in viable assets. For a couple, $80,000 a year, and viable assets of about $800,000.
Okay, great. Emmett, we'll take a quick break. This is Today's Kupuna. This is a live call-in show. The number to call is 521-8383 on Oahu, and statewide on the Outer Islands is 1-888-565-8383. We'll be right back after this message.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ihara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with Today's Kupuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's Today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out Today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like Today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ihara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news.
Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now, back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back this Saturday afternoon. I did want to mention, by the way, I was watching the news last night and wanted to welcome Barack Obama if he's listening at all. Our family is Democrat, and I think, when the election is over, hopefully he's our new president, and especially having somebody from Hawaii. But it was very interesting watching him yesterday on the news, how he talked really freely and without much, very candor, and he hugged people, and he took pictures with the local people, so it's great to see. Anyway, we're back today. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m., and this is a live-in call-in show, so if you have a question for Emmett or about Arcadia or 15 Craigside, which is coming up shortly, give us a call at 521-8383. Now, Emmett, you mentioned those words again earlier, aging in place, and that's what we really want to cover. You know, for I tell people around town when I speak is, if you don't want to go to a care facility, you want to age in place, and Arcadia is obviously one of the options, and 15 Craigside, Kahala Nui, there's Lehano coming up in Kapolei, but why is it such a big thing today? And you have some statistics.
Well, we certainly have a lot of statistics, but I think what we need to focus on, and what I'm so thankful Percy gives us an opportunity, is education. It's talking about the fact that one in five Americans, and maybe even more in Hawaii by 2020, will be 65 and older.
Right.
And that statistic, of course, you'll hear doomsday and, oh, that's awful. No, it's great, especially since we're all getting close to 65. But my sense is that we need for everyone and the families, the millennials, the Xers, the boomers, yes, the GIs, we need to understand what's going on and what are our options. That's really what I like to talk about. I don't think there's anything more frightening than waking up as you are getting older and realizing or recognizing you can't do something or you're not going to be able to function in a way that you're used to over 65, 70 years.
Sure.
And so what I think, let me just suggest to you statistically, and what are we really talking about? Well, let's staying in your home, that's the primary goal. My wife and I, we like to stay like old shoes in our house until the day we're called to another, across the river. That may be possible, it may not. I think it's a goal we all want to strive for. The inability to clean and maintain the house all of a sudden starts to creep in, and I think you've probably all seen that.
Sure.
Mental confusion. You get that. I had a 90-year-old love come downstairs 3 days before Easter at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, "Boy, I'm hungry. Where are the hot cross buns?" Well, it's going to happen at the house, too. I went down at 2 o'clock yesterday morning. I was hungry. Wasn't looking for hot cross buns, but, it happens. And then lashing out at others. This is one of the most difficult things, your frustration to your loved ones. You lash. You get upset. Then you realize you're unable to care for yourself. You can't get in the shower, or you can't get in the bathtub, mm-hmm. or the bath is just too much effort for you. Worry, you can't shop, or you're confused writing checks. So what do you do there? And then depression sets in. And what can you do to improve, and here's where we get to it, the quality of life. And so if the generations working together recognize this, then there's no reason that the quality of life for a 65, a 70, an 80, a 90-year-old can't be much better than what I've just described. And those are the things that we can talk about.
Well, I stress that very much as well. I work with seniors every day, and I try to explain to them, you got to start planning it out today.
Mm-hmm.
Have the talk with your family, have the talk with your attorney, your financial advisor, your brother, your wife especially, and really think about down the road, if at some point you won't be able to take care of yourself, or at some point some of these issues may be a concern to your family and maybe yourself as well, what are you going to do? And so planning it out is very, very important in our community.
Well, one of the important things is, as you take a look, I got a kick with my staff when I mentioned to them one night I was reading Edmund Burke, and they all thought I was nuts. But I just caught my eye, and Edmund Burke, a British statesman from over 200 years ago, had a comment, even back then to Parliament, parsimony is not the answer. What's parsimony? And it means don't be a cheapskate. And the question of good economics means you may have to spend money mm-hmm. instead of, how many times have you heard your parents say, or your close friends, "I can't spend on that, I got to save." Or I hear it from my seniors, "Like, you're going to touch my money?" "No, that's my money, I've saved it." And I say, "Well, okay, but we've got to plan how to use it." And that's where we get into, have you done long-term care insurance? Before the show, we were talking about the fact that of our 300-plus seniors, I don't think more than 20 of them in Arcadia have long-term care insurance.
And a lot of people don't realize, and I'll be honest with you, Emmett, I didn't realize it till earlier today, is that long-term care insurance can pay for your monthly maintenance fee or your charge every month.
It can pay for assisted living if the policy's written.
Okay.
You're independent living, you're stuck on your $30,000
okay.
a year.
Okay.
It's like you're living at home paying your mortgage.
Okay.
But once you begin to need assistance and the doctor says, "Yeah, we think this program and the service plan are in order for you," then you're talking about looking at a policy that would help you pay for that. And then, of course, long-term care is covered. And at that point, you're looking at getting that $150, $200, $250 a day. By the time with health care, that's a whole other show for you. The costs
right.
are just exponential. So what can we do to mitigate? How can we present quality?
Mm-hmm.
How can the seniors look to live a better quality life, living smarter and economically?
Oh, yeah. Long-term care is one of our state. We're one of the highest. I believe it's the second highest in the nation. And even I know AARP that's their number one priority this year is talking and getting people educated about long-term care in Hawaii. It is very, very costly. But if you've never been to Arcadia, I'll tell you, you got to give them a call. Emmett, you got that phone number that we'll put it again later on. But the phone number
at Arcadia? Arcadia's is 941-0941, and you'll be directed to wherever your question is. And since I don't do radio much, I'm going to give you 983-1823. The CEO at Arcadia has an open door policy, and when Great. Questions come in or anybody has a question, we want to answer it right away. We don't want to let it fester. Mm-hmm. Let's get you an answer, and you may not like the answer, but at least you'll have more knowledge.
And for the people out there that maybe Arcadia is not the place they want to be, they want someplace new and shiny and clean and smells really good. The brand new one will be open sometime in 2009, I believe.
Well, 2010 is what we're looking for to open Craigside, and it will be new and pretty, just as pretty and as nicely smelly as Arcadia.
And that phone number, do you have that phone number handy?
Yeah, I got that one. It's 285-5178. And that's, again, answer your questions and get in, literally get in on the ground floor, because we have 170 units and 100 are spoken for, and we're going to start construction when we hit 119.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I would try, for our listeners out there, give them a better idea what happens if they have an inkling that they might want to look at this. What would they do? They would call you folks up and then set an appointment. What's the process?
Well, in both cases, take Arcadia. You'd call up, be directed to our marketing department, and you'd be talking with Ed Cruikshank, and he is our marketing sales director at Arcadia. Mm-hmm. And you'd come in and take a look at what we have to offer, tour, and begin to answer questions, take a look at what the requirements are, take a look at how it would fit with you, take a look at the friends you're going to make if you don't already have a lot of friends at Arcadia. And likewise with Craigside, although we can't move you into the apartment yet, Jan Kael, who's our marketing lady for the Craigside project, will be glad to show you the model apartment we have and give you real close look at what Craigside's going to do, and that may include a visit and lunch at Arcadia too, because we are going to be sister communities in the like fashion and the like way we operate.
So if they give you a call and they get a tour of the place, mm-hmm. and they say, well, you know, Emmett, let me think about that. And so they're put on a waiting list, or what happens?
We have a big waiting list at Arcadia, but the thing that tickles me about the waiting list is I've got people that have been on it for 20 years, and we call them and say, well, we've got these units available, and they say, Emmett or Ed, thanks for calling. I'm just not quite ready. And, of course, once you hit 90 or 91, that's okay, because you might be ready at 92.
Wow, that's great. That's very interesting, because I didn't even think about that. A lot of people just want to take a look, put a name on the list, mm-hmm. and not really sure until they're really, really ready, because, you know, the 90 is like the new 80, and the 80 is the 70s. Yeah.
Well, I have one cute story for you. I had a dear resident who was 100 years old and said, well, why don't you come? We've got a unit down in our healthcare. Come be with us. And she said, over my dead body. And about 6 months later, she came down and she said, Emmett, you know, I think I'm ready. And, of course, in order to get her unit back, I had to get on my hands and knees and beg her. And she laughed the whole time and said, I just wanted to see you do that. And it's the quality of life for each individual, and each individual saying, I see this continuum, I see where I am, and I know what I need, and you can help get there.
Absolutely. That's well said. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is Today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara and Mr. Emmett White from Arcadia and 15 Craigside.
From the Clear Channel News Center, I'm Linda Dela Cruz. The fatal stabbing of a father of former U.S. volleyball Olympian Elizabeth Bachman at a tourist attraction in Beijing has sent shockwaves through the Olympics. Bachman's mother suffered life-threatening injuries. The attacker jumped to his death. There's word that actor and comedian Bernie Mac has died after complications from pneumonia. He appeared on Ocean's 11 and earned a prestigious Peabody Award for The Bernie Mac Show. Friend and fellow comedian Steve Harvey says he's shocked by the news.
I'm just completely stunned by the news, man, because, you know, the brother's young. You know, we're the same age, man. We was doing this thing together for so long, and it was a really complete shock, you know, and to hear it.
Bernie Mac was 50 years old. Here at home, a sewage spill in the Manoa area was reported just before 9 this morning. The sewage came from a manhole on Woodlawn Drive, causing 1,600 gallons to escape and enter a storm drain leading into the Manoa stream. The Environmental Quality Division has posted signs in the area to ask people to stay out of the streams. Police arrested a man in Waianae yesterday after he allegedly pointed a handgun at a woman and demanded to see his infant son. Police said the two were talking outside her home when the man told her he wanted to take the three-month-old boy outside. The woman told him that the baby was sick and refused to let him take the child. The man then allegedly pointed a handgun at the woman and demanded to see his son. Police arrested him on suspicion of first-degree terroristic threatening. Taking a look at our island weather for this Saturday, August 9th, 2008. It's partly cloudy with numerous showers. The overnight low will be reaching 75 degrees. Winds are coming in from the east at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow it's going to be cloudy with scattered showers and a daytime high of 89. I'm Linda Dela Cruz in the Clear Channel News Center.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with your host, Percy Ihara, where he provides valuable information and resources to help seniors realize a higher quality of life. Every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Percy and his guests discuss the issues important to the senior community. Whether you want to discuss the topic of the day or just have a question, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383. Now, here's Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back. We're here with Ms. Emmett White from Arcadia and 15 Craig Site. Emmett, I know a lot of people I talk to when I mention Arcadia, go, oh, it's very expensive. But, you know, in anything in life, you have a choice, Walmart, Macy's, Neiman Marcus. And with regard to long-term care and aging, people say, well, I don't like to buy long-term care insurance. I said, well, why not? Because it costs too much. Well, if they don't know by now, Hawaii, I believe, is the second in the nation in terms of cost of care. I think it's $271 a day, and that's over $8,000 a month. So I tell people, just open your left hand. Here, let's say it's $400 a month for your long-term care insurance policy. That's for somebody over 70. And your right hand's $8,000. You tell me which is more expensive, yeah? And Arcadia, so give the people an idea about what's going on at Arcadia, and I think I wanted to say, you know, your mission statement, where you folks come from, because you are a nonprofit.
Right. We are a nonprofit, 501c3, and what's interesting is that with that nonprofit status, we essentially saved the residents between that and an exempt from real property tax, the 300-plus residents, about $1 million a year. They don't pay it.
That's good to know.
And that's fine, and then I asked the residents, now, do you think that's good? And, of course it's good. And I think, do you think that's fair? Of course it's fair. And I said, do you think the rest of the community that's not in this nonprofit status thinks it's fair? And there's silence. So for me, the question always is, what have you done for your 501c3 lately? And what we try to do in Arcadia, and that's part of our mission, is, one, provide the quality care for the residents at Arcadia for the rest of their life, but also to recognize that with the small benefit that we get through the tax exemption, what are we doing for the larger community? And that includes everybody out there. And what we try to do is present education and where there's available monies that we have been able to generate through our foundation to help with that. But more important, I think, is what can you do if you're going to remain in your home or your apartment for the foreseeable future and your plan is to stay there as long as you can? Mm-hmm. Let me share with you, because I think this really gets right down to it. Some of my loves at Arcadia, can't mention names, but it's interesting to note that over, including today's residents, 1,100 people have called Arcadia home since 1967. And the stories that I share with you in brief here are the same and repeated throughout even just the 10,000 apartment units in Makiki that were built in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. Here's one, an 81-year-old resident at cataracts, cognitively intact. She was a bit short-tempered at times. Cared. She had progressive myeloma, cancer, hypertension, osteoporosis, hyperthyroidism, chronic anemia, and nagging pain constantly. Cancer finally took her, but in the time that she was with us in healthcare and in assisted living, what quality could we have? And together, we made good music. And that's the most important thing. And that can be done whether you look to some assistance in the home. And then parenthetically, I should mention, most of your folks, your caregivers, in round numbers, 125,000 in Hawaii, that would be paid over $1 billion a year, they are the ones that provide the care and the love, sometimes in very difficult circumstances, to the senior, to the parent, or to the family member. And what we know is that half of the caregivers feel at times that they're not taking care of themselves, and we know at least one quarter of them are just burned out and continuing the march. And so what can be done, and that's where you have the state offering all sorts of classes, what programs are out there for respite and relief, clearly visits for home care, home companionship, home health. But the daycare, day health programs for seniors are wonderful options that are going to run you $50 to $60, $70 a day, well invested. And then, of course, the option to move into a long-term or a continuing care retirement facility. But assuming you can't do that, another person that I really had a high regard for, 85-year-old retired Army colonel, and just tough as nails. But listen to this. He used oxygen at night, had lung cancer, congestive heart failure, hypothyroidism, depression, an abdominal aneurysm, a gout pacemaker, angioplasty with two stents. And, you know, he went on hospice. And I remember going up to see him, and we were doing some renovations at that time. And I said, yeah, he looked like the Dickens. And I said, you know, you want to come on down and see what we're doing? He said, yeah. And we talked, and we went and looked and surveyed the construction. And he had a few comments about my inefficiencies. And then I suggested, well, let's do it again next week. And he came off hospice and lived for another 2 years. But that's no different at Arcadia than it would be in a home. And so when I said those are the numbers, we want you to move in. That's my business. But also call us, because we'll talk to you about what's out there.
Well, and since you're on that topic, what's the average age of your residences?
The average age of Boomin's held pretty steady over the last 10 years, 79 to 80. The average age of our residents is 85, and the average age of our 60-plus people in long-term care in our health care center is 90. And I should also mention we are nonprofit, and we will never ask you to leave if you exhaust your funds. Now, you can't spend them in Las Vegas or give the college educations to the grandchildren and then expect that, you know, we'll smile. But what we do know is that people will exhaust their finances, and I got a statistic for you that you'd laugh at it. When I checked it, and mostly it's in long-term care because that's very expensive, we had at one time, I think, ladies, because they all live longer than us men, average age was 98. They had exhausted their resources and lived at Arcadia for 28 years.
Wow.
And, of course, we didn't tell them they exhausted their resources, and they never knew it. But the important thing is that you're here forever with us.
Let me ask you this. I'm thinking about questions that people might want to ask, because I know a lot of times seniors don't like to call and ask questions. But so let's say they get into long-term care and need skilled care. So do you always make sure they have a power of attorney? It's not real estate, so they don't need a trust or anything like that.
Well, we highly recommend part of our program is to do that. We can't force a person to sign a general power of attorney or a durable power of attorney health care, a trust or a will, but we explain that those are real positive aspects, and be for 99.9% of our folks, because we have the programs once a year, twice a year, we hold sessions, they do have them. Now, that doesn't mean it can't change. People can change their minds on certain things.
Sure.
But, yes, we do, and it's very important. When it arises that we don't have it, or we're losing sight, they're losing sight of the goal, or they've just forgotten about it, on occasion I have had Arcadia and its resources to assist in the appointment of a guardian ad litem or a guardian for the property.
And I'm assuming as well medical directives?
Correct. You can't force a person to do the old living will, mm-hmm. but they're very important and very helpful. Interestingly, at Arcadia, we had the big talk about the paddles and but my decision in the end was no, because most, if not 99% plus of our medical directives are do not resuscitate.
Right.
And let me tell you, there's nothing worse than a senior that's teed off if you brought him back.
So what happens at night or in the daytime if somebody feels very ill? You do call 911 or do you have a...
We have an emergency call system, and our policy at Arcadia is to send up a registered nurse, the night nurse or the day nurse, a wheelchair, oxygen, and a maintenance person who's been trained to assist with us. We go up and make the call immediately after the emergency call light comes on. And there are certain ways that happens. And then essentially it's a triage at that moment, and we decide whether you call the emergency the ambulance right away, or sometimes we'll bring the person down to our border rooms in the healthcare center for observation. But the security for the resident is knowing that if they need the help, no matter what hour, they can call and we'll be there. We also have a system that's worked for 40 years and will work for another 40. At 1 o'clock in the morning, we put a little plastic tab on the door up. And if that tab's not down by 9 o'clock in the morning, we call, we knock, and if we don't get a response, we enter. And we may find somebody that needs assistance or that has passed away.
So, and do family allow to come in after hours?
Anytime. Family is welcome anytime.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I live quite nearby you, and I see people coming in and out, and you had mentioned jokingly that you do lock the doors, but... You were kind of serious.
By
9:30, 10 o'clock.
Security is very important. And, yes, it is my revenge on my parents. But it's very, very the residents know that when they step inside Arcadia or park their car, because we'll go bring them in if they want, mm-hmm. But they know that the minute they step into Arcadia, it is 100% secure, and they're home and they're happy. And that's the most important thing.
And I know you told me earlier that you had three people over 100 years old living there.
Over 100, and I know one of them went on safari at 94.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah, but really, she was a wonderful person. She's a wonderful person.
And I know you think to me earlier that your last few people that actually came in are over 85. A lot of them.
Well, the average age of entry is 80, so that means you can get somebody that decides they want to come in at 63, 64. But it also means that you may get a person coming in at 90, 91, 92, and that's fine too. They decide that's where they want to be.
Now, since you are a nonprofit, you mentioned earlier about your employees. I mean, you have some wonderful employees, and I've been there personally myself. I've actually taken my clients on tours of Arcadia, and let our audience know about that.
Well, and thanks for that opportunity, because we talk and focus in on the seniors, everyone in the community, that 1 in 20 that's going to be over 65. But the critical second part of your critical part of the puzzle is our employees and those that provide the service.
Yes.
And we've been real blessed at Arcadia and work very hard at bringing in a workforce that's aging and that continues. I've mentioned that we basically work with five generations every day on 3 acres. And I will tell you that we have within our workforce 5 generations.
Wow, really?
Some of our nurses, some of that are just terrific. You know, you never say a woman's age, but they're probably in their 8th decade.
With that comment, we're going to take another quick break. This is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna and Mr. Emmett White from Arcadia and 15 Craigslide. We'll be right back in a short message.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back. We're here with Today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. And if you haven't known by now, we're on live television, well, television, on Olelo, channel 52, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Well, you'll get same kind of information like this. You just can't call in. So if you have a question or a comment for Emmett here in the last 10 minutes or so, give us a call at 521-8383. Now, the question was, where is Arcadia?
1434 Punahou Street. It's right next to Maryknoll High School, in between Maryknoll and the Christian Science Church.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Right. And for those of you, the phone number for Arcadia is 941-0941. And if you're interested in about 15 Craigside, my friend over there, Jan Kael, her number is 285-5178. So, Emmett, you wanted to finish up with a few more things there.
Well, one of the things that we've, over the years, we've developed, and we'll be very pleased with it, was our core values at Arcadia. And generally, they're just a piece of paper that the regulators take a look at and say, that's fine. But what I wanted to mention is that on our core values, the residents embrace them as much as our employees. And they're very simple. It's we tell them in our core values, be humble, be understanding, be gentle, be merciful, be just, be honest, peaceful, and faithful. And the kids or the employees, they buy it, and the residents are very comfortable with that and like to share in that concept.
That's great. It's all working together. We have a call from Mary in Honolulu. Mary, you got a question?
Yes. In order for an elder person who doesn't have anything, wouldn't be qualified to stay at any of those, your Arcadia or Pohainani. I'm familiar with Pohainani. They're very expensive.
Yeah, you might want to call the Executive Office on Aging, 586-0100.
No, I don't want to call it, but you have to have money. I'm 80 years old. I ain't got nothing. I'm not going to be able to stay in those care homes.
Emmett,
so what happens to somebody who don't have money, don't have nothing?
Well, Mary.
Only Social Security and a little bit retirement.
Mary, that's an issue in the overall spectrum of things. I serve at the request of the state and the county on certain agencies that take a look at the need of what I call the safety net. And you'd be in the safety net. yes, you cannot afford Arcadia or home care or going to daycare, but there are programs with the state, the Quest program, which, again, educationally, if you gave us a call, we will refer you to people or numbers that can come and talk to you and make sure that the quality of life that you should have is available as best as it can be made.
Yeah, Mary, there's a lot of city and county programs as well, so give them a call. But the executive office agency will be the first place to start.
I'm 80 years old, and so far, my biggest problem right now, it happened a couple of years, I get a lot of muscle spasm, I can't walk. And I was a walker and a swimmer, and now I'm really confined to my house. Not my house, my sister has a little quarters for me. And she's 87, but she has a husband. I'm a widow. I don't have any savings. I'm having trouble with my medical. I have bad psoriasis, and I was under some kind of pills, almost like chemotherapy. They stopped it because it's going to affect my liver. And so they're trying to get injections for me. And you know, they one medication, one pharmacist, right, for $1,400 copayment.
Mary, I tell you what, Emmett just told me you can call him directly, and if you want to write his number down, or you want to give Linda your number, and he'll call you.
Is that regards my medicine?
Well, in regards to all these kind of issues, you want to write his number down, or you want to leave your number with Linda?
I talk about my medicine.
Well, yes, the MedQuest. We can refer you out to MedQuest if that's good. Do you have a paper and pencil to write this phone number down?
Just a minute. Okay. This is what MedQuest.
MedQuest, but give Emmett a call directly, and his number is 941.
Okay, 941.
0941. And he'll talk to you Monday. Okay.
Yeah, I'll call him up. Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. Well, Emmett, thank you very much. Yeah, and you know, Mary, you're not uncommon. There are a number of people in Hawaii. I believe the figure is 19% of the seniors over 65. The primary source of income is Social Security. And it's not uncommon, Mary. So, but there are a lot of state programs that you can call. The City and County Elderly Affairs Division is very good. But call the Office on Aging, 586-0100. Emmett, I'm sorry. Now, so besides your your employees' values, what else can we talk about?
Well, one of the things that Mary actually is right at the core, right at where questions come up. It's it's that conundrum from Social Security and a very small pension, and going through the lower, middle, and upper middle class, and then to those that have been more blessed over the years. That middle part, that lower middle to the upper middle class, is what we're trying to approach. It's the conundrum, too rich to be poor and too poor to be rich, and where do you go? And the numbers I threw out early in the program are simply a guideline, and Percy, as you've been mentioning, that the real question is how do you plan for it? And what in the end can you do? Mm-hmm. When I speak to my seniors or we visit, I always I'm fond of quoting, Picasso at 90 did his best drawing, and Arturo Rubinstein was a great pianist, gave his greatest concert at 89, mm-hmm. driving Miss Daisy. Jessica Tandy was 83. Claude Pepper, you may remember that name. He was still yelling in Congress at 88 for the Everglades, the congressman from Florida. Marjorie Stoneham Douglas at 100 was trying to protect the Everglades. And Bertrand Russell was a humanist leading causes for peace in the when he was in his 90s. And they're all inspirational. But when I look over the vast array of my seniors, certainly they're not historical figures or titans of age and famous, noted, but they are so special. Each one,
yeah.
And that's the part that's so important. Each one has something each day. And if I get a, if I haven't asked once, I haven't asked 100 times a year, why am I still here? I wish I was gone. And my answer to all my loves is there's still some work for you to do. There's still some work to be done. And that's mirrored in our employees, that's mirrored in our residents, and that's mirrored in the relationships that lead to quality life.
Well, absolutely. I work with seniors every day, and like yourself, and we're passionate about what we do. I get up every day looking forward to going to work. And by the way, Mary, and for the rest of the seniors out there, I did want to mention that next month, September 19th, 20th, and 21st, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, at the Blaisdell Center, they have the biggest event of the year for seniors. It's the big senior fair. And I believe HMSA is a sponsor this year. Marlene Tsai is the honorary host. And so if you have some time there, it's running from 8:30 to, I believe, 4:30 every day. It's September 19th, 20th, and 21st of September next month. And there's going to be, over 300 or 400 booths there. I'm sure Arcadia and 15 Craigside will be there. And all types of booths. So if you get a chance, come out there. You'll see a lot of city and state agencies. I'll be out there. And then another big event coming up on October 4th is the Aging in Place workshop that's going to be put on by KHON's Elderhood Project and Kirk Matthews. So, and that's October 4th. It's a Saturday at the Ala Moana Hotel in the Hibiscus Room. It is free. So check out Kirk Matthews in the morning. He'll be talking about that when it gets closer to October. But I did want to mention every Thursday morning and Thursday at 5 p.m. news, KHON does present their Elderhood Project. And every Thursday they talk about aging issues. And Kirk Matthews will interview a guest every single Thursday. I also do want to mention Monday mornings on KGMB. They have the Genius of Aging. That's every Monday morning, and they're another great resource of information about aging issues and topics and services within the state. And lastly, Generations Magazine. You can pick it up at Zippy's and Long's. They have copies of the Generations Magazine. It's called The Good Life After 50, and I write an article for them every other month. But you see a lot of good articles on aging issues and resources and phone numbers to call, so take a look at that. Emmett, any last comments before you get out of here and enjoy the rest of the Saturday?
Oh, I'm thankful that you gave us the opportunity to speak, and I simply want to say it. Growing old, aging in place, living a good life, think about it, be thankful for it, and always call us if there's a question, because we want to share with you everything that we've learned and that we can do. Each of you is very special, and there's a way for you. Just got to figure it out.
Thank you again, Emmett. Again, number again is 941-0941 over at Arcadia, and 15 Craigside is 285-5174. So, again, thank you very much. This is Percy Ihara, the host of Today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 830 KHVH. And every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Have a great Saturday afternoon and great evening. Aloha and live well.